It's Friday, May 29th, 2015, and you're tuning into kpcradio.com. I am Roxana Flores, and you're listening to Snapshot, Get Your Lens, Capture Today, Upload Tonight. On today's show, we have our wonderful guest, Carolyn Arredondo. Carolyn, 22, is a current Pierce College student who plans to transfer to CSUN and major in fine art photography. Carolyn has been a professional photographer for 3 years now. How are you today, Carolyn?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And Carolyn, what led you to doing photography?
I actually just started at a younger age, and pretty much in 12th grade, I got into it. And then in college, I just like woke up one day and was like, hey, I want to do more in photography. It was pretty much like a hobby, and then it just turned into something more.
Okay. And at what age did you get your first camera?
I got a point-and-shoot, like the 35mm camera at probably 10, 11.
And when you go out and take your camera, what are the basic things that you must always take with you?
I take my camera, two batteries, and my kit lens, which is 18 to 55, I believe, and then I take a 50mm.
And have you previously taken any photography classes?
Yeah, I just got done with the independent study. It was like a Getty master class, and it was really awesome. We learned alternative processing, and we got to present at the Getty, and it was cool. And then previously, in order to learn my camera, I took Photo 101 to, learn the basics.
And when you say alternative processing, what is that exactly?
It's like what you do with film. People like can do like a cyanotype. It's like chemicals. Okay. You can just do whatever you want with an image.
You told me that you used the program Photoshop and said it was difficult. What part of the program made it difficult for you?
Well, when I was first starting out with photography, I actually didn't know anything about Photoshop, Lightroom, anything. So what made it difficult was I didn't understand the capabilities of it, and I only thought that it was only to like transform people and make them, you know, like what you see in the magazines, and I kind of was against that. And so just the overall like idea of it.
Yeah.
But when I looked further into it, I actually learned a lot of my stuff. Everything's self-taught. I learned it in like FLEARN, which is like Photoshop learning.
Yeah.
I learned how to like do layer masking and stuff that makes what I have today. So I don't really like mess with people's like faces and stuff. I mess with like the surrounding of them.
Yeah.
Now. So what made it difficult was just like understanding the whole process.
Yeah, it seems pretty difficult. I took a photography class and I still don't understand how to use that whole editing stuff.
Mm-hmm. It'll get easy once you start.
Yeah.
You know, really learning and practicing.
And then you mentioned that you made your own Facebook photography page. Can you tell me a little bit about it and what it's called?
Yeah. My Facebook page is Loose Beauty Photography. And honestly, the reason why I have it like that is because I didn't think, like, my name was that great.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, Carolyn Photography, you know, I'm just like, everyone uses their name. So, I just thought about it. And when I first, you know, did portraits and stuff for people, I was just like, I love how I like changed the way people look upon themselves.
Yeah.
They're like really happy. They didn't see, you know, how beautiful they are or something.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, I just captured you. Like, so, so I played around with beauty and then like loose and then just a different things. So then I just made it Loose Beauty and then photography. So yeah.
And what have been some accomplishments that you have encountered?
I have entered like Pierce College. Here I did the photo salon, I believe like 2013, and I got a best creative photo there. Oh, one of my photos, the same photos that I actually entered, called Balance.
Yeah.
That one, I got featured at a European magazine called Spot On. It's like politics or something, but they like saw my photo and they thought it was like great for their like magazine for some reason. So they're like, yeah, can we give you credit and stuff. And I'm like, sure. So that was in 2013 as well. Last year, I was in the Reflex magazine. I did a couple of the editorials in there. I was also in exhibition class.
Okay.
And I did the Shadow of the Grid exhibition. Yeah, and then we did the Getty College Night, and I got to enter my work in there. I did a cyanotype, which is like a sun print. You have to like get a negative. It's a digital, so I had to change it into a negative.
Okay.
And then we had a person that came and helped us as well, and he gave us like a chemicaled paper already. And what we did was we put the negative on top of the paper into the sun, waited about 5 minutes, and then you put it into water, and then it creates a cyanotype.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I got into the photo salon this year, and I got 2 out of 3, and I won best creative photo for one of them.
And how does that make you feel, like, when you win something? Like, what's the feeling that you get?
Yeah, obviously, I feel really great about it. All I think about is how it's another thing to, like, say that where I'm going is good and I'm going in the right direction. So it just makes me feel like what I'm doing is right.
And from the pictures that you have taken, which do you have a favorite one that you favor the most or no?
I honestly don't have, if I were to pick one, I picked a collage one that I did. It was actually both like DSLR and on my iPhone, and I like did a collaboration.
Okay.
And a composite on my iPhone, and I can actually just show you. It's okay. Like a more of an art piece.
Yeah.
It has like a bunch of colors, and I actually tried to do it for the alternative processing class, but it just didn't work out. But honestly, I don't really have a favorite because most of them is about me at a certain time. You know, most of my photography, unless it's like fashion portrait, I always try to capture what's inside of me, like emotionally.
Yeah.
So every one of my images tells a story, and it's just like another outlet. So.
And has learning photography been an easy or difficult obstacle for you?
No, it's like one of those things that I believe like comes to you, like if you're really good at something. And I've always done photography, again, since I was like 10, 11. I just started as a hobby, you know, I'm a little kid.
Yeah.
Just taking photos of like nature and family and stuff. And then I didn't really actually think about how great it was until 12th. And that's very interesting because the class that I took, it made me not want to be a part of photography as much, but I did like taking pictures. I just didn't like, we had like a bunch of like essays and stuff to do in that class. So I was like, what? But then, now I really appreciate it. And it actually was one of the reasons why I got into photography more, because I was like, wow, what I did learn in that class was really beneficial. And then Photo 101 was beneficial as well. So it's just like, and I tend to believe that I pick up on things fast.
Yeah.
So it's just like photography was just always there. When I learned the basics of my DSLR, it was just like that I just took off. And it was really easy.
Yeah. And when you photograph someone, how do you as a photographer try to comfort the person?
You know, because some people do feel uncomfortable,
yeah.
You know, when they're first-time models, especially friends when I started out, friends and family.
Yeah.
I just kind of, like, be silly, too, or I kind of, like, model with them. And then I show them the images prior to editing, and they're just like, whoa, what? That's me? And I'm like, yeah, keep going. You're awesome, you know? So, yeah.
Do you have any family members that do photography, or no? Is it just you?
I mean, I have to say that it's just me. However, I can take it back and say that, because one of my Polaroid cameras is Land camera, and it was from my great-grandpa. And when I was talking to my grandma, I heard that she told me that he took a lot of photos back then. So I was like, oh, that's cool. So I think he was like a hobbyist. But other than that, I just know that I do it.
Yeah. And how has photography influenced you as a person today?
Well, again, it's like my outlet. it really affects me because in a way I am like as any other artist or whatever, like I'm very an emotional person. Anything that I'm feeling inside, I always need to, you know, bring it out. And I love how photography is something I can actually use to my advantage to show people like maybe an emotion that everyone goes through, yeah, as well as like poetry and stuff. So yeah.
And have you done events, any event photography pictures here for peers?
I have. I was part of the like roundup, like in 2013.
How did you like it?
It was good, you know. I'm not much of like a, I learned that I'm not much of like a journalism person.
Yeah.
Photojournalism. But I mean, I did stay in the class, and I did a lot of events and stuff. Yeah, I tried to just do whatever I could.
Was it hard? Like, did you have to write so much stuff, or what did they require from you?
Well, yeah, they required for us to obviously do the captions. We had to write detailed captions and, you know, try to get them in the same day kind of thing before deadline.
Yeah.
So I always, like, we'd always go to class. We would say who's who goes to different events and stuff. And then, you know, I would always want to do it because I'm just like, I want my photo in the newspaper.
Yeah.
So I would go and, you know, I'd go with a journalist. And we would go and I would take photos. I'd be in a lot of like interview processes where the journalist would just interview a person. I would just like take their portrait. I also went to a couple of the events, like the dance, stuff that we did, and like people would come in and yeah, it's kind of like a while ago, so I don't really remember a lot, but yeah, it was all right.
Did you have a favorite event that you did or no?
I don't think so. It was fun. All of it was fun.
Yeah. And how do you get people to notice you as a photographer?
By promoting. Everything right now is word by mouth. Or I did have a website up. And then I would, again, word by mouth, I would just walk around, be like, hey. Like, I do most of my like clients would be like maternity or they're gonna have a baby, family, or like headshots. I've had a couple actresses.
So you said you've taken pictures of babies before?
Mm-hmm.
How was newborns. That?
Oh, it's kind of cute. You know, I'm passionate about emotion and then babies are like so little and
yeah.
Pure and tiny. And yeah, so my first newborn session I had with a friend, she was like a high school friend, and she was like, yeah, I need photos and stuff. And I was like, okay, do you want newborns as well? I did her maternity. It was just like her baby was really good.
Yeah.
So I had like a first time good baby. She didn't cry as much. And so, and it was like 2 weeks, 2 weeks old. And I bought a bean bag.
Okay.
Like a newborn bean bag. And then you put, like, blankets over it and some towels to, like, form them. And, yeah, and, you know, I've been around kids before, so it's just, like, it's not, like, I was nervous. But
yeah.
Because it's, like, someone else's child. But at the same time, it's just, like, you have to remember, like, oh, you know, like, shh, and, like, just, like, let them go to sleep. And then you have to, like, form them a certain way. And it was nice. I didn't do as much, like, I just, like, had them lay down, put, like, a blanket over them or something yeah. Really simple. But I do admit they came out really good.
Yeah. Like, when they start crying, do you panic or is there anything you do to calm them down?
I try not to panic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the parents are there as well. If they're crying, it's totally normal. I've watched a lot of workshops, too. So I go on Creative Live and I watch, like, newborn workshops and stuff and I pretty much either, if I can't, like, make them calm down, then I'm like, oh, yeah, they're probably hungry. Did you change their diaper? You know, that kind of thing. It's all business and all, like, very comfortable. Like, the parents, you know, oh, they have to feed them. Oh, they have to, yeah, I make it so, like, it's, like, 2 to 3 hours because I know that all that goes with it.
Yeah.
It's not, like, perfect. And but yeah, I would just like hold them or just like, you know, rub their back or something.
Yeah. And when you first started doing photography, did you ever feel like nervous or scared or?
When I first started doing it, like actually taking photos of like people, I don't think I was as nervous. I kind of just, everything is a new experience. So to me, I just take it as is. And I remember I took my first model. I'm just like, great. Like, let's pick. I was just like, it's kind of like dress up in a way.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wear this and we'll do your hair like this. And we'll make your makeup like this. And then let's go to the, we went to the park.
Okay.
My first model, we went to the park. And I'm just like, just looking at them. And I'm just like, oh, it, you know, I wanted them to be in the best of light. So, you know, I pose them a certain way, and and then I want to capture it. It's just, like, what I think will go great into the camera, I just do. And so, yeah, it was fine. Yeah, I actually think that I was more confident than maybe I should have been. I don't know.
And do you prefer taking pictures, like, outdoors in natural light or indoors?
I'm a natural light photographer. I do have lights. I'm experimenting with them. I have like two strobes. However, I just work with one. And, I mean, I can work with both, but I really prefer natural light.
Okay. And are there any photographers that you admire from their work of art?
Yeah, I love, well, since I'm getting into fine art, I love like Brooke Shaden. She's a new photographer in fashion. I love Sue Bryce. These are all people like that I've learned from Creative Lives. So,
yeah.
But I do like, I mean, there's various other people that I've really like looked at and actually got inspired by. But majority, yeah, there's just like a lot, but I can't think of any right now. But mainly Brooke Shaden and Laura Jade and Sue Bryce, yeah.
And where do you see yourself in the future with photography?
I guess I'm just going to keep on keeping on. I'm going to keep experimenting. You know, right now I'm doing fine art or nudes, and that's a whole new thing for me. So, I had two models already, and right now I did, like, their forms, like, the body parts, pretty much, like their stomach, legs, their face, you know, things like that. And they're going to come out pretty soon. So if you go on like Instagram, which is like Loose Beauty Photographer, or my Facebook page, you're definitely going to see those. So everything's a new process and a new experience. And I just keep going, keep like finding different ways to, you know, keep showing emotion or showing art or something to my photography.
Do you usually have to like find your models, or how do you like get them?
I go on Model Mayhem. Yeah, I actually didn't have any bad experience on there, so I always either I open casting calls, or people come message me like, oh, I love your work, you know. And that's where the male photographer I had, he came from Oakland. He was just visiting LA.
Okay.
He had like a couple days, and he's like, I'm interested in your casting. Can I do it? And I'm like, sure. Yes, come. Because I needed a model and he wanted to work with me. So yeah, pretty much I get my models from there or from friends. You know, if I find someone interesting, I'm like, oh, can it, you know, do you want, I always like try to jump in. I'm like, oh, you want to model for me, you know, or you want to get your photos taken. So,
and have you taken like a lot of family pictures and stuff?
That's a good question. I actually probably haven't taken as many family photos as I thought. I took like a Christmas photo when we were all together.
Yeah. But, yeah. Okay. And once again, that was Carolyn Arredondo, and it was a pleasure for having you here today on KPCRadio.com.